The Hostile Zone, hosted by the infamous and dangerous and much lied about Eric A. Sinani. This is where public corruption, abuse of power, a waste and misuse of public dollars, and ultimately using your personal position for gaining power influence over others is met with extreme hostility. Otherwise, everyone else is welcome. Welcome to the Hostile Zone.
Welcome again to the Hostile Zone. You're here with the infamous and dangerous and very lied about and continue lied about and very discriminated against Mr. Eric A. Sinani, Eric Andrew Sinani. That's me in the flesh, in the live, looking at you, looking at you, looking at that camera, looking at you at the courthouse, looking at you at the DA's office, looking at you at the sheriff's office, looking at you in Congress, and you everywhere else that's thinking you're getting over on the system. Welcome to the show live. I'm here again today with Miss Bianca C., our temporary co-host or temporary on-air personality. Welcome to the show, Miss Bianca C.
Hi, thank you.
Watch out for my cigar here. Don't get hit on the cigar.
Oh, speaking of cigar, what kind is this?
This is a Monte Cristo. Monte Cristo. Want to thank Monte Cristo for their support of the show and their continuous Monte Cristos. So moving forward with today's show, we're going to talk about a couple things. I wanted to go into some other areas, but here it is. It comes down to this. What's going on in America today?
Really?
I mean, what is going on? I'm watching the news. That light's not working. I'm watching the news. I'm watching the seat. The government is weaponizing itself against its own people. It's just insane. I don't even know what to say, but I'm going to call the show today. Here it is. To vote or not to vote. You heard it. To vote or not to vote. Now, rough question, especially those of you that know my background and history and a little bit about me, you know that I'm always going to say vote because people died for your right to vote. That's what makes the United States a better country, a free country, the best country in the world is the fact that we can vote. So, yes, I am telling you, you need to vote. But the name of the show is, or what we're going to look at today is to vote or not to vote. And I say that because you're wondering, is your vote actually a real vote? I don't know, because there's so much nonsense in the news. There's so much weaponization. You know, when we started the United States and you know, our forefathers were creating this wonderful nation of ours. And, you know, they were creating the nation and it was just going to be this beautiful thing. It was about taxation without representation. Unfortunately, do we still have representation? I don't know. Do we? I'm asking you. If you think we have representation, please call in the show. Please comment. Send us emails. For those of you that want to call live, you want to talk to the producer, you want to see if you can get a question in on the air, our number is 1-888-627-6008. That again is 888-627-6008. Call now. You want to email thehostilezone@bbstvradio.com. So yes, to vote or not to vote. There, we are just weaponizing our government here. I know that you're not the political type, but I want to say, I mean, you watch the news. You're seeing it on a daily basis.
And actually, I do vote as well.
So I know you
I
vote.
Do care
yeah.
about my voting.
Right. No, you have to vote. You have to vote. What party you vote for? That's not what we're about on this show. We're not going to talk party politics.
Mm-hmm.
If you are stealing the government dollar, if you are a liar, if you are a thief, if you are running for office because you think you're better than other people, so you can use that position. Because you are the type of person that can't get anywhere else unless if you have fake power that you lie to people to get the power because you can't handle a conversation. You are afraid of your allies. So you get a position of power in government so you can use the government to protect you. You're like the kid in the parking lot, in the schoolyard that was a big mouth, but had nothing. An empty suit, short arms, deep pockets, empty suit, empty shirt. That's you. That's you. You're the guy that wanted to use everybody else's money and system to defend you because you don't really have a mouth or any other thing to defend yourself. Stand up for yourself. Speak. I applaud anybody that wants to represent or represent the people. I've been 20 plus years of standing for people in every facet of government, including the military, in every facet, including education. I've pretty much been involved in a lot. And I believe in what I do. I believe in it. And I don't ask for that power to take advantage of other people. Some of you do. I witnessed some disgusting experiences in some of these backwoods places that I can't wait to discuss in further detail. But I watch injustices that just make my stomach turn, as if the Constitution doesn't exist in some of these places. Hmm. It just blows my mind. And that's where we are today. To vote or not to vote. Yes, vote. Oh, I threw my Abraham Lincoln pen. To vote or not to vote. That's really what it is. But again, I'm not going to say not to vote, but I don't know who you're voting for. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody's got things. Nobody's a perfect person. If they were, they might be Jesus Christ or somebody like that. And even he probably made some mistakes. I don't know. So I don't think anybody is perfect. So everybody made mistakes, but to stand up there and think you're better than other people, to look down your nose sitting behind a bench and barely looking at people, you're putting your glasses down like this, like you're a tough guy. You're not a tough guy. You're a weak person. You're a weak person. I guess some politician said it right. Go meet somebody behind the shed and have a conversation like a real man. But anyway, moving forward, I digress and not going to go on to that any further. Do you have anything to say? You usually pop us off with a little note. I came in with a little excitement today. Let me apologize, too, for our people. We had a rerun last week or a re-air. I don't like to say rerun, a re-air. We are also, besides our network affiliates and our station and the radio broadcasts and the live broadcasts, we also are on for our YouTube and our Facebook people. The show is running live on there as well. Hello to you out there in Facebook world and YouTube world. Hello out there to our radio affiliates out on the West Coast, Pacific, my people that seem to like us up in Washington, my New Jersey people, my New York people. Thank you all for your continued support. And we are advancing it more. We get more cameras every time I seem to look on. But anyway, what is it that you're going to spin off a little note today? What is your note for us today?
Let's see.
You need to be louder?
Yeah, a little Alicia Keys.
All right, maybe nice little, and loud for the crowd.
Some people want it all, but I don't want nothing at all. If it ain't you, baby, if I got you, baby. Some people want diamond ring. Some just want everything.
Everything.
But everything is nothing if I ain't got you.
All right, let's drop the ain't got you part. Let's just talk about everybody that just wants everything, but they don't want to give anything. Hmm. I think that was a wonderful little spin there, except the fact you went one extra line about the wanting you. Nobody really cares about that part. We're talking more about what they want and they're not willing to give. So that's where we are today. To vote or not to vote. Let's talk about taxation without representation. Let's talk about it.
That was just lyrics from Alicia Keys. It's a good melody, I thought.
I absolutely agree, but we went one line too far. I think we don't want to make it sound like we want you, because we don't want these politicians.
Oh,
we don't want
I
you.
Get you. I
we
get
don't
you.
Want you. We don't want you. So you just want everything, and they don't want you. So I don't want you. The people out there don't want you. A lot of people don't want you. And a lot of people are going to be saying goodbye to you. You know who you are, many of you.
Yeah.
Let's say goodbye now. Bye.
Bye.
We already said goodbye to one guy.
Bye.
Bye. You know who I'm talking about. You're gone. And the guy you think is running unopposed against you in November.
Bye-bye.
He's not going to get it either. He doesn't. He should really check the campaign coffers of third-party candidates that are going to come in and surprisingly pop up. Whoa. Also, let's talk about recall elections. Woohoo! What's a recall election? Let me tell you what a recall
what
election
is.
Recall action is when you are in office and you became a fat cat. You look down your nose at other people thinking that you have a term for a year, two more years, or our last guy that had to retire early for family, only 5 months into his, 4 months into his reelection. But anyway, you people that look down your nose and think you got extended time in office because you had an election campaign, but boom, the Constitution allows for a little thing called a recall. We the people, it's your government, our community, our lives, your lives, my life, her life, you out there's life, you up there's life, you at that life, all the different cameras and audios, it's all your lives. Your life, not that fat cat in office's life. He works for you. He works for me. I'm here working now. I'm not working for you. You're not working for me. We're working together. You're not directly paying my payroll. You're not paying for me. Bottom line is recall election was done to Governor Gray Davis in California. That's where they got a percentage of the petition. You get a percentage of the current voter populace in that area. Oh. And then they get a petition signed. And when you get that petition signed, then that person now, when they thought they had another 1 year, 2 years, or 3 years left in office, they really don't. Mm. They find themselves on the election again in November, even though they may have just won re-election a year or two later. So I say, keep an ear out. Keep an eye out. Because there may be some recalls coming out there, and not an Arnold Schwarzenegger total recall. And I make that joke because Arnold Schwarzenegger is the recall candidate that took out Gray Davis and became governor, and he did the movie Total Recall. So you know who you are. Money's coming in. You're not going to stay in office, whether it be through whatever means, legally or recall. I don't know, but... You can't walk on people and expect to get away with it.
And you got to save your Lincoln guy right now.
He's falling down. Lincoln's falling down here.
I was curious.
We got a tech issue here. Yeah. We got a tech issue.
So what is that on the wall? What is
this? Is just words of wisdom from Lincoln. Lincoln's conduct. You know what it is? It's a little warm in here. We got a fan going. Let me turn the fan down here. And that might not have it pull around as much. All right, back on the air.
I'm coming here, and so, I'm like, anyway, I was curious what that was.
Yeah, little Lincoln stuff. Hold the Bibles upside down. Whoever did that, bring some Lincoln over here. There we go.
Oh, there you go.
Lincoln back in the mix. All right, so, Miss Bianca C., that was a wonderful tune. We were not trying to be rude to you by any means.
Oh, absolutely.
But I wanted to, just say it was good. But nobody wants them. So that's where we are. So before we get into recall elections any further, and before we had some viewer mail, by the way, viewer mail, The Hostile Zone at bbstvradio.com. You can also find us on Facebook. And we're a lot of places now, more than I actually realized, but we have a lot more places. But reach out to us. Again, I don't have it memorized. I'm terrible. 888-627-6008. To all you guys, I'm pointing to my listeners on iHeart, iTunes, and Deezer. Never even heard of you. Thank you for airing me. Google's, thank you for airing me. Appreciate it. Just got an email from Google that they're now requested to run us on their platform. Thank you, Google. Anyway. So before we get into that further, we're going to take a short commercial break, and then we're going to come back and talk about to vote or not to vote on a recall. We'll be back.
There you go.
I'll be back.
Use your voice, the naughty hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, the naughty hears you. Use your voice.
I am Eric A. Sinatra. You've never heard of me. Or yes, you have.
You're questioning, have you? You're thinking about it. Either way, you will know me now. 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern. Do not be anywhere else. Be seated in your car, in your office, on your couch. I don't care what you're doing. Put the remote down. Put the hands-free away. Listen to the radio. You're listening to me, the Hostile Zone, where we pull back the curtain and expose and hold no punches on people that use their position and use your money for no good.
Use your voice, the nobody hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, the nobody hears you. Use your voice.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Give them a welcome back.
Hi, welcome back, everyone.
All right. So here we are. So we got so many more cameras here. I'm just, wow, blown away with the cameras and the audio. Everything is a work in progress. I do want to thank the many people for the emails. We are trying our best to keep up with the emails. Do you have anything you want to bring in before we start really doing a beatdown on the our political system, our voting system?
Let's see about the. I've been seeing a lot of news lately about the president, how everything's going on. I feel so bad, by the way, and yeah.
Okay, so basically, yeah. You're saying you feel that
I feel
you,
bad
that
for feel, President Biden. Bad
that you feel bad that there's so much stuff going on right
yes,
now.
Yes, I
right.
do. I feel okay. that way.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Future. Mm-hmm. Be prepared for those statements, so this way we can really, really talk to you, America. Talk to you, my listeners. We're here. What do I have with me again? I have my pocket Constitution. I have it with me. I have my Lincoln pen, and I have my new. Found Lincoln quote book or Lincoln Wisdom of Lincoln. It's got quotes. It's got some wonderful stuff in it. And one of the segments we're going to talk about on there. And I have my stress squeeze here. I call it my squeezy. So if you see me doing it, I'm not being aggressive. You can see it. I'm not being aggressive, right? It's a good workout. Good for the pump the heart. Good when you get angry with people, you can burn off some energy.
Yeah, good idea having that. Say the Hostile Zone.
Ah, this should be in the upcoming store. The Hostile Zone, the Griffey. Yes.
That'd be cool.
When you're sitting at home and you're watching your local politician, you really want to have a shit show. Can I say that? Yes, you can. You want to watch a shit show, go to your local courthouse. Especially if you live in the backwoods. Go down, bring your squeezy dough. But be sure to oil it. Makes a little bit of noise. So oil it, because you know some bailiff or sheriff will come over and tell you that you're disturbing somebody. And don't stare at somebody when you're squeezing either, because they may accuse you of trying to be hostile or something like that. Also,
well, there's an occasion for having that.
You know. These are great. Mm-hmm. And don't wear sunglasses anywhere. God forbid you wear sunglasses, and if they're prescription and they didn't tint back into the regular color when you go in the room, because you never know, somebody might turn around and say that you went in there to be wearing the sunglasses to hide your identity or something like that, so you can do something stupid. These are just things that I've heard from other people, from people that have called and emailed in, mm-hmm. that this is the new thing that the government is doing, the new thing that those who are, and I'm going to air quote, and I hate air quoters, those in power, because they're really not in power, because if they had real power, they wouldn't be doing what it is that they do. But those in power do, they look for little things to look down their nose on you and, you know, then they say, well, here it is. He's got a squeezy. He's wearing sunglasses. But back in the day, they called them transition glasses. Mm-hmm. When you went outside, they transition from the sun, and they take a little bit longer sometimes when you go inside to transition back to regular glasses. But anyway, recall election.
Well,
you had some
don't
questions
even
about
know.
Recall yeah. election. So
some
what
people
is it
don't
that
even know what transition means. Right. That means, people, that the glasses in the sun, they turn dark. And then indoors, they turn light. Not a lot of people down
right.
here know
to
about
transition.
That.
Well, that down here, we're up here, wherever we are.
Wherever we are.
So what I was saying is, I was saying to that you, when you go out, never mind, I was going to do that. Just when I go, let me continue it. So transitions, yes, bottom line. But I'm totally off point here. And I apologize. I was trying to keep going, and I got pulled back. So I'm going to pull back the curtain again on myself, pull back the curtain again. Next time when I'm driving through, let me drive through the statement. That put me off on a spot there. So you were asking questions prior to this to discuss recall. What was your questions about a recall election? This way our listeners and our viewers and people that read this later on can understand more about recall. What were some of those questions that you were discussing to me and asking about so that maybe they might have those questions? Because no question is a stupid question. The only stupid question, people, the only stupid question is the question you didn't ask because you don't know the answer. And don't rely on your phone and Google to answer your questions. Okay, go ahead.
How long does it take for a person to become qualified to become a recall member underneath that?
It doesn't take anything. It doesn't require any time period. It requires, really? If you have, it depends on the jurisdiction, but if there is, let's say if you were a district attorney in a mid-range county size-wise, the population was not that large, and let's say 100,000 people was your voting base, top, you know, your voter, your numbers, your, you know, registered voter base or whatever it might be, your populace, then let's say that particular one, that might be 10%. So you might need to get 1,000 signatures of registered voters.
Wow.
Signatures, and just signatures. You go door to door, you stand in front of the food center and you say, hey, do you not like your district attorney? Do you not like your Superior Court judge? Let's run our, what we need to replace them. Yes, they're not up for reelection until, you know, next year, the year after. Yes, they were just this year reelected, but let's recall them. Then based on the jurisdiction you're in and your local state constitution and et cetera, your election laws in that particular jurisdiction. Mm-hmm. And we're just having a fictitious jurisdiction, even though we're talking about district attorney and a Superior Court judge. We could be talking about a sheriff. We could be talking about a governor, as in California. But it would be a percentage of the populace that voted for that seat that person is.
Okay.
You get a petition, and you get certified. There's certified signatures of the petition. People that are registered voters, whether they be a Democrat or Republican, doesn't matter.
Okay.
They sign a petition. 10%, whatever the percentage. I think it's usually like 10%. Don't quote me, but I think it's something like that. And you present that into the election office, election commission, whatever it is, the your registry of elections, whatever it might be called in your jurisdiction. You give them those documents with the petitions. They are supposed to certify that those are real voters, that they're not just fraudulent names. Make sure that those people are indeed voters. Again, regardless of party affiliation. Pay attention to camera here and there.
Mm.
And, you know, the cameras. And, you know, then you basically submit that, and then that's it. There's going to be a recall election. At which point, if you're the one that are the person that organized it or a group organized it, you know, a group organized it, then maybe you already know who it is that you want to run. That's pretty much how it works. Like when Schwarzenegger wanted to do it, I'm sure he was very much behind the recall election. So he would be the one that would be picked to, you know, the one to would run in the slot. But when that happens too, other people can run, not just him. It's
really?
A recall. So other people can throw their hat in the ring. Another little movement there for my viewers. Throw the hat in the ring, like pull back the curtain. You throw a hat in the ring. So
okay.
There is your recall election. That is pretty much it. You can do that pretty much everywhere. I don't know of any places that you really can't do that. But I think it's a good thing. I think it keeps our leaders or elected officials. I won't always use the word leader because you don't need to be elected to be a leader. And being elected doesn't always make you a leader. Remember that. You could be a leader and not be elected, and you could be elected and be far from a leader. So when I cross these words, they're not synonymous. So, you know, there we are, and we're having a tech issue here because we didn't plug that in. So we're going to go to a quick commercial break so we can handle a tech matter here. Don't go anywhere. We are coming back to you. Back to you, back to you, back to you, back to you. Let's go. We're going to commercial.
Use your voice, somebody hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, somebody hears you. Use your voice.
This is Eric A. Sinati. You're asking who this guy is? Eric A. Sinati is the guy you're going to be listening to at 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern on this station and this station only. This is where you're going to be in the hostile zone, where I'm going to pull back the curtain and expose public abuse, abuse of public dollars, and people who, yes, use their position for personal gain and use their position to hold you down to expound their life. We're going to pull it back. We're going to show you who they are, and we're going to call them out in the hostile zone. See you there. 6 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Monday. You do not want to miss it.
BBS Radio TV, from business to clean energy, physics to ufology, political commentary to alternative health. We know how to brainwash you.
Somebody hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, somebody hears you. Use your voice.
And we're back. And we're back. And my co-host is still not sitting down. We are on technical difficulties, as usual. My life is a technical difficulty. But we're back. I believe we're back on the technical difficulty stage. Let's move forward. And we should be able to re-merge the show back in. Unfortunately, we're a live show, and that had a little bit of a setback. So where was I? I was talking about recall elections. So recall, I mean, I think it's a great thing. I think it also can be a harmful thing to the country. I want to know how you feel out there, my listeners. 888-627-6008. You're calling in to talk to Eric A. Sinati on the Hostile Zone. Eric wants to know, what do you think about a recall? Do you think that if somebody's in there for a period of time and they're getting fat and happy and they think that they are the man and the woman and they're in charge, large and in charge, and that they just automatically deserve re-election? I personally don't think you get re-election just handed to you. I think that you need to earn your re-election. So I truly believe that, and that's what I think, but not everybody may agree with that. Now, I'm going to give you the downside, all right? I'm going to give you the downside to recall elections.
Okay, tell us.
The downside of recall election, I was going to tell them. The downside to the recall election is very clear. You can't do that. It could be overabused. It's like weaponizing government. This would be weaponizing the electoral process in the sense of, you know, somebody gets into office and you don't like them, and you just continuously you get your 10% of votes, you get your petition signed or whatever it might be, and now the person they never had an opportunity to actually do their job. You know, they were elected and they got in there and now they're out because somebody else decided to run a recall petition against them. So could that be a problem? Absolutely, it could be a problem. If you do it over and over again. So I believe in checks and balances. I believe in an equilibrium. I believe in a yin and a yang, I guess, if you want to go that route. That's not my normal words, but it felt good to go with it, especially since it's been such a weird day today. So I think that if you're going to have a recall, you should have it. It should be a well-deserved recall election. It shouldn't be just because you want to have it and, hey, let's just do it all the time. I don't think that's the way to go. I think when it's deserved, you should do it. If somebody's sitting in there and you truly believe that they are not representing you and that they're representing themselves, and we're pulling back the curtain. We're pulling back the curtain on them for not doing their job, that they're sitting in there fat and happy. That's when a recall election is well deserved. It also runs so perfect with the weaponizing of government. You want to beat a candidate, and we don't go party political here by any means. I'm not trying to go that, but they are just aggressively coming after former President Trump. It's just, this man doesn't get a break. at any period of time. They're aggressively going after him. And that would be considered weaponizing of government. They're continuously using every facet of government that they can think of, whether it be a civil or a criminal, investigations, grand juries, indictments, whatever it is that they're doing. It could be just bombardment. You know what they say, too many cooks spoil the broth. Too much of anything, maybe even if it's a good thing, can be a bad thing. So what say you, America? That's really the question. What say you? Do you think that this is the way we want our country to run? Is this the way Abraham Lincoln felt the country was run? Does this man here felt that this is the way we should do our electoral process? I don't know. I don't know. I wasn't there to write it. I did read it. I do understand it. We have our Constitution over here, which should be right here. It moved, but it was always with me, right behind me. Thank you very much. It's right behind me. We have our Constitution here, as always. But don't worry, I have my pocket Constitution, but I have my larger version. This here, right here for everybody, this book here is what it's all about at the end of the day. And I'm going to circle that back into to vote or not to vote. Yes, vote, because this here flag means somebody served and died for your right to vote based on this document. So, yeah, there's a statement when I say to vote or not to vote. Yes, vote. But the real question is, did your vote mean anything? So, recall, taxation without representation. Ponder that for a minute. Just because we had a technical difficulty, the show is still going. We're going to run on a commercial break. We're going to come back. I got some emails to respond to, and we're going to move on to some additional segments. Don't go anywhere. Tech issues may exist, but that doesn't mean Eric A. Sonati goes anywhere. The hostile zone is here for you. Don't go.
Use your voice. Sonati hears you. Use your voice. Let it be heard. Use your voice, Sonati hears you. Use your voice,
Sonati
hears you.
This is Eric A. Sonati. You're asking who this guy is? Eric A. Sonati is the guy you're going to be listening to at 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern on this station and this station only. This is where you're going to be in the hostile zone, where I'm going to pull back the curtain and expose public abuse of public dollars and people who, yes, use their position for personal gain and use their position to hold you down to expound their life. We're going to pull facts. We're going to show you who they are, and we're going to call them out in the hostile zone. See you there. 6 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Monday. You do not want to miss it.
Use your voice. Sonati hears you. Use your voice. Let it be heard. Use your voice. Sonati hears you. Use your voice.
And we're back, because you know what? Sonati does hear you, and I'm still going to hear you. Even if we have a technical difficulty, I'm still hearing you. So let's talk about all this nonsense that's going on all over the country right now. Without getting in the party politics, let's talk about it here. Let's have a conversation. I want to have a conversation with all of you out there, listeners and viewers. I want to have that conversation. It's the Eric A. Sonati hostile zone, and I'm having that conversation with you. Let's talk about, should we utilize other resources than the electoral process to maneuver the election process? Now, that sounded confusing. Let me explain that. Is it appropriate to open and launch investigations into candidates for all kinds of office, especially if you feel that they are a better candidate than yourself, or a threat to your political party, a threat to your candidacy? Are you looking down your nose in a fat cat and think that you deserve to be in office for life, and you're going to use this particular system to win your election? I don't know. I want you to email. I want you to call in on that. 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008.
8.
That's right, America. You're going to call in the Hostile Zone at PBS TV Radio. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us there. We have a website as well. Talk to us. I know there's a lot of emails. I read them. I look at them. We're working on a lot of stuff. We are truly looking at a lot of things. I'm looking at not just the weaponization, but I'm looking at the entire electoral process. Let's talk about how much money it costs to be in an election to begin with. Where do you get the money? In order to get money, you have to raise money. People are not just going to openly give you money. They're maybe wanting something in return from you. This is stuff that you need to ponder in your mind as well.
Right.
And you also, it's a process. It's a process. It's yeah, it's good. You could stay there like that. And you know, America is what it is. You know, do we still? No, it's good. And we'll stay with the is it a two-party process? We've been a Republican or Democrat party. We've been a two-party process. And I like the two-party process, but is the two-party process really the most effective for America? Is that really effective? I believe it is. I believe, though, we need to be more inclusive. I believe that we need to be more expansive. We need to look further for more candidates. We need candidates. Do you want to run for office? Do you want to run for office? I mean, it's hard to run for office. You have to have a passion because you're going to be beat up. You're going to be beat up. You're going to have pressure on you 24 hours a day. You can't rely on everybody else. You have to be for yourself. I know you say there's no I in team and whatever, but you're only as good as the strongest link on your team. If you have a chain and you're chaining up your yard and your family owns a business and they want to chain the fence down so nobody steals cars you have a car dealership. You have a dog in the backyard, your children. If you buy a chain from some store, I don't want to put out any names, but you know, one of those warehouse stores that sell home products. If you buy a chain, that chain is only strong as the weakest link in that chain. So if you have a failure of a member of your team, you have a failure of a member of your chain, then the whole chain fails. That's a lot of pressure for somebody. That's a lot of pressure. You have to decide, are you an individual? Because you must be, because if you rely on other people, you may be destined for failure. It may happen. So when these people come forward to run for office, they're going to be beat up by people making up false allegations about them, making up remarks, pulling up dirt that doesn't exist. They have to go out and campaign. And then if you bring in these other people, these are the links to your fence. These are your members of your team. These are your partners, your people that you count on, the people that your success is their success. Well, maybe that's not always the case. Maybe your success is only your success, because if you allow those other people, it's really not their success, because you're the big failure at the end of the day when they fail. So this is why we have a hard time in business and in politics. You have to know who you have working with you at all times is truly there with you 100% to the end, and that your failure is their failure and your success is their success. Unfortunately, some people get roped into politics and into government and into business and a whole lot of other ventures, and they want your success. They want it is what you have to bring to the table, but they don't want to produce anything of their own to help you achieve that success. They just want the success. And this is the failure of many institutions across the country, many institutions across the world, not just the political institution. This breaks down into every business and down to personal relationships. Are you a team? Can you rely on the person next to you to be there for you when you need them? Are they going to help you with 2 + 2 to get to 4? Or is your 2 + 2 going to bring you 5? Or never even going to get you 3 because they didn't bring the other 2. It sounds on a whole a big tangent here, but that's why we don't get good people in positions because they need a team around them. They need a team, and you have to be sure that that team is really invested in you. Are they invested in you? And you know, if you're the person that's going to run for office, you're the person that's going to start a new business venture or something of that nature, you're invested in what it is that you want to do. You're invested in the American people. You're invested in that office. You're invested in the position that you're gonna do. But are the other people, are they invested in it? Or are they just invested in your success? Because then when you fail, they're not responsible. They don't hold themselves accountable. And at the end of the day, you're stuck in front of the camera. You're stuck in looking at the newspaper. You're stuck looking at everybody else. This is really where it comes down to. I'm going to circle that right back into former President Trump. His people around him, they indicted, I think, 18 people or so, roughly. I don't want to quote me on that number. 18 people in this most recent indictment. And those are his people. Those are the chains. Those are the links in his chain. Those are his team members. Now, I'm not saying that any of those links in his chain are weak, but I definitely am saying to myself and to other people that might be pondering to get into this world, do you know about the chain that surrounds you? Do you know where your teammate is? Not just because you can see your teammate. Do you know where they are mentally? Do you know where they are physically in strength, mental in strength? Do you know where they are in competence and the ability? Did former President Trump know of everybody that's in his chain, all the links in his chain that led to the Trump administration that is now leading to the Trump reelection team? Are all those links strong links? You could have 100 links in one chain, which could be the entire production. But if one link is done, then not everybody else is doing what it is that they need to do because they're too busy fixing the broken link. You can only fix a broken link so many times until the link either needs to be replaced or you need to get a whole new chain. Does Mr. Trump need to look at the links in his chain? I don't know. I'm not going directly on political on him. I'm just saying this is a reason why people don't advance themselves and do these jobs, because they're only as good as the people they surround themselves with. You know, I remember when George W. Bush, President George W. Bush, was coming into office, and people had a lot of things to say about him coming into office. And was he, was he ready? Was he smart enough? And people said, you know, well, the man surrounded himself with some highly intelligent people. And you'll hear this if you watch any motivational speakers. You're only as good as the people that you allow into your circle. You're only as good as the people that you allow to be your partner in life, your partner in business, your partner in government and in politics. You're only as good as those people. So now, Mr. Trump, I want to believe, I think 100% that he surrounded himself with great people. And he has the resilience, he has the finance ability, and again, the resilience to stay strong, even with the failures of others, even when he's consistently under attack. But for average Joe that may be considering to get into the political game or into any kind of business or any venture that they want to get into, whether it be any kind of business, opening a business, do they have the resilience to get back up every time they fall? Can they get hit and keep coming forward? You know, you can look to your left and to your right. They say in a lot of classes, when you take, look to the left, look to the right, they will not be here at the end. One of those people will not be here at the end of the semester, or one of those will not be here at the end of the training period. Well, that's, I think, a major problem that we have in the construct of American society as a whole. I think that not just in the political scheme, but pulling back the curtain, pull back that curtain. And you're looking and you say, does America truly have people that are that resilient
that they can compensate for the failures of the links, and they can compensate for the attacks that they're going to face from their opposition, the attacks that they're going to face from, what do you call them, trolls, internet trolls. Back in my day, we called them telephone tough guy, the guy that got on the phone, wanted to fight you over the phone, screaming at the phone, but then when he saw you in public, he didn't want to fight anymore. Or the guy in the club. A lot of you guys can recall this, or even girls. You're in the club and somebody, you know, they want to fight only when the bouncer's in the middle and about to separate. So on that note, we're going to go to a commercial break, and we're going to come back and move into the segment for a quote that I want to bring to you today that is very, very related to are we to vote or not to vote. We're going to break. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. Eric A. Sinatti, The Hostile Zone's here for you. Don't go anywhere.
Use your voice. Sinatti hears you. Use your voice. Let it be heard. Use your voice. Sinatti hears you. Use your voice.
I am Eric A. Sinatti. You've never heard of me. Or yes, you have. You're questioning, have you? You're thinking about it. Either way, you will know me now. 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern. Do not be anywhere else. Be seated in your car, in your office, on your couch. I don't care what you're doing. Put the remote down. Put the hands-free away. Listen to the radio. You're listening to me, The Hostile Zone, where we pull back the curtain and expose and hold no punches on people that use their position and use your money for no good.
Use your voice, Sinatti hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, Sinatti hears you. Use your voice.
All right, and we're back for the last few minutes. So we have Miss Bianca C. sitting back in on the show. She had to depart for a moment because, I have a cat. And no matter what, the cat managed to open the door to the office. So she had to take care of the cat. Otherwise, we had this beautiful cat who still is here. There you are. Say hi to the cat over there. So she's back here with us. So I want to get into the statement, but we were watching some more stuff this week and doing some paying attention educationally, et cetera, on Norma Jean, your girl Norma Jean.
Oh, yes.
Who's Norma Jean?
Oh, all right. Hello.
So what was it you said the other day when they were talking about she dated both Kennedys, right?
Oh, she did.
Right.
She was intimate with both, I believe, to get the one and the other jealous or something.
Right.
But
and then she
knew about the investigation when she got when she died. People were saying that she committed suicide, and I knew that was not true.
And then
she is not the type of girl that would do with that.
And then we were watching some additional stuff preparing for a show, and we were reading about aliens and that she may have actually taken a ride up to a place out in Nevada.
Right, right. Because they were saying certain presidents,
3 minutes.
You know, about those little details.
Exactly.
So I believe she was there at wrong place and wrong time.
I knew you were itching to get that out there.
Oh, my God.
Have a quote. So I'm going to hit my quote today.
Yep.
Abraham Lincoln. A house divided against itself cannot stand. A house divided against itself cannot stand. This is exactly where I was just going a minute ago when Miss Bianca was dealing with it with our feline friend. You're only good with your links. If we divide our broken, we're not a very good house. We cannot divide on ourselves. We cannot weaponize our government against our own electoral people. If you committed a crime, that's one thing. But following that process is just not where we need to be. So coming back next week, we're going to start talking more. And that's why I wanted to segue Norma Jean, Marilyn Monroe. And there's a lot of stuff coming up about extraterrestrial, ETs, UFOs, or they call unidentified aerial phenomena. There's a lot of good stuff coming out. I watched two documentaries and a movie most recently. So
I definitely want to go into more detail about that.
We're going to do that next week. Yes. So that's why I wanted to bring you in with that. And we are about to close. So let's get you to your lovely song to close us out. And hopefully we have less problems next week. So let's bring us there.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Woo! Love it. Next week, don't be late. I promise you, we will have less technical issues. We get better every week, people. Yeah. Every week we get better. Yeah. So with that said, we're moving on. Because guess what? Sonati heard you. Next week, 7 p.m. Eastern. Don't be late.
Use your voice. Sonati hears you. Use your voice. Let it be heard. Use your voice, Sonati hears you. Use your voice.
Thank you for listening to The Hostile Zone, because in Sonati's zone, I hear everything, everywhere. For everyone else, see you next Monday for more outrageous talk, where we pull back the curtain and hold no punches. From me to you, have a great week. And remember, everyone, treat others kind, treat your family kinder, and always love our country.